My friend named Kay was 29 years old when she passed away.
Alex Audate is an attorney who shared her personal story dealing with the aftermath of a friend's death during pregnancy. Audate says her friend, a nurse, died in the same Miami hospital where she worked a week before she was set to get married.
She died in a hospital after many complaints of minor symptoms, but symptoms that, if ignored, obviously would result in death.
Hemorrhaging, infections, preeclampsia, and hypertension disorders, all of which can be reduced by proper care.
Democratic Representative Camilla Brown is a sponsor of the House's bill to create a maternal mortality prevention task force.
The task force would consist of the state surgeon general, the secretary of the healthcare administration, two senators and representatives, a physician appointed by the Board of Medicine, and a physician appointed by the Board of Osteopathic Medicine.
Brown says the task force will play a mostly advisory role when it comes to recommendations on policy, rules, and laws.
A task force to evaluate methods, improve current practices, procedures, programs, and initiatives that will help reduce the rate of preventable maternal deaths.
Charo Valero with the Florida Latina Advocacy Network says the scales are uneven regarding who is impacted.
More women, disproportionately women of color, in the United States die from pregnancy complications than in any other developed country. That needs to sink in.
One first step to begin correcting that problem, Valero says, is stepping up data collection.
Due to no uniform system of data collection or a state law that requires this collection, what data we do have only gives us a small window into the healthcare crisis, because it is a crisis for women in Florida.
Senator Audrey Gibson of Duval County is sponsoring the Senate's version of the bill.
We are the greatest nation in the world, and we should not have women dying in childbirth.
Gibson says data showing black women being impacted at a higher rate is uniform across class lines.
On average, in the United States, black women are 3 to 4 times more likely to die during childbirth than their white counterparts, regardless of health, regardless of prenatal care, income, education.
I am in constant state of anxiety about the likelihood that I will die while trying to birth.
That's Jasmine Rogers with the Miami Workers Center. She lauded the proposed legislation for looking to find what she calls innovative ways to save lives.
It is not outrageous to ask that we not die during childbirth.
For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.